Salutations, my friends. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Factions of Freedom. I actually had an interview this week with, that's right, Third Eye Opener. And let me tell you, it was a wild ride of an episode. And I don't want to spoil too much. So with that being said, let's jump right into it.
I saw everybody being slaughtered, enslaved. And I decided that I would give my life and my will and my power to the spirit of the earth in order to defend her. And I had this experience where I lost all the air in my body. I fell down on the ground. I was crying so hard. And it stopped out for a second. When I came back, I had something had changed. And, you know, to me, it feels like the spirit of the earth took over my body and gave me the information. And it gave me the power, and it gave me the strength and the will, and it gave me everything I needed to fight this battle in the name of the Earth. Because, let's be honest, we don't have a plan B. There is no other planet that we're going to. And anybody tells you that we can leave the ionosphere, I think they're full of crap. We don't have a backup plan. This is Earth. This is the only place we have.
This is it.
So, that being... This is it. I mean, it's it. This is our home. So I had this experience, and ever since then, I've lost my fear of speaking my mind. I've lost my fear of the system. I've lost my fear, and being fearless. You know, they say that everything you ever wanted is on the other side of fear, and that's a fact. So I had started creating my page, which is Third Eye Open on Instagram. I also have Third Eye Roots and Third Eye Pride as my backups. I have five other pages that I don't ever talk about, that nobody knows are mine. There's just in case shit really goes down. You know, I can at least still stay in touch, re-put my name on them, and I got them. Some of them have 75,000 followers. So I'm set. But basically, I just decided that I was going to dedicate my life to bettering the planet, and what better way to better the planet than to lead myself out of slavery.
Nice.
I think like a military member. I think like, you know, if one of us goes down, we pick up their weapon and we keep shooting. If somebody needs help and they're on my squad, we go back and we get their body. We make sure that we're always protecting our own. And by our own, I mean the humans. And the humans are the ones who are supposed to protect the earth, and protect the animals, and protect the trees and the waters. I didn't see anybody doing it. You know, 4 years ago, I didn't know that this conscious thing was a thing. But that's what happened. My page, it took posts, constant posting. I mean, I have about 7,000 posts on my page, and the page just started as... I called it Third Eye Opener because I was beginning to open my third eye and beginning to understand that we were living in a world that was full of lies and deceit. And it was run by the light, which is... I mean, if you think about it, we're birthed from darkness. We don't come from a realm of light. Light is evil. I mean, it's not evil, but it's a duality-based plane of existence. I just started posting, and I started posting about me and the experience I was having. And I was as authentic as I could have possibly been. And I didn't pull any punches. I said everything I wanted to say. People said that I was crazy. They said I couldn't change the world. They said I wasn't enough. They said this, that, and the other thing. I disagree. I have 70,000 troops that are all willing to stand with me for this planet, and it's been quite a journey, quite a journey. And I'm so grateful for what Instagram and Facebook and YouTube have done for me, because these are opportunities that nobody would have ever had we not ever had the advent of social media.
I agree. Well, that's why I have...
It's truly a blessing. We're taking the enemy's weapon of distraction and we're around.
Yeah, I agree. And that's why I have, like, respect for... That's why I have so much respect for pages like yours, you know, Pure World Truth, End Time Signs, Illuminati Killers, you know, all... There's a list of people out there that are just, like, crushing it, doing, like, conscious media, waking people up. And it's... That's why you're on here, is because I followed you, and I still do follow you, and I understand, you know... Not one person has the answer. We need masters of everything. We need people who are out there, like, making moves, who are people out there that like can convey some of the turmoil, the inner turmoil that a lot of people have. Because, you know, these days I tell people, you know, when they say, oh, good job, oh, thank you, oh, you know, you're doing it, I tell them, I look for people, right? I wondered where somebody like me was whenever I was truth-seeking, because all we had were the YouTube Illuminati conspiracy videos and libraries and whatever other things you could find on the internet.
Right.
But then the advent of social media allowed for people like yourself, you know, people like Forbidden Knowledge, Serious Knowledge, Oregon, you know, you Third Eye Opener, End Time Sign, Pure World Truth, Illuminati Killers, all these people to put out this information in so many different ways that it's just like, how can you not see what is happening? So it's been like a gradual but collective like awakening.
Not see. That's a real question to ask, huh? How can they not see? I mean, it's epic to me that you can't look up in the sky and see that there's chemtrails. Like, are we retarded? I mean, we're being sprayed with chemicals daily. By 2025, one in two children is estimated to be autistic in the United States of America. There's not one case of autism in the Amish communities. They don't vaccinate. They don't have electricity. I mean, is anybody connecting this yet? We have the poorest health of any first world country on the entire planet. The poorest health. We're like number 40 in healthcare. We're like number like 72 in education systems. We are a horrible, horrible example of what a free world should be. We call ourselves free. We attach the word dumb to the free. Freedom. You got to be dumb to think you're free in America. Just because you have 32 flavors at Baskin Robbins does not make you free. You have options. You are not free. Tell them you want weed on your bagel. See if you're free. You know what I mean? You're not free. You can go to prison for a plant. You're not free. You can't be free while nature's illegal.
And that's the thing, is they want us to get, they want to try to change our mindset to where we don't really think so much about nature, to where we don't even really think about ourselves. All we really think about is like this system and what's the next trend, what's the latest update, what's the next high.
Yep. You know, and it's amazing to me, we upgrade our phones, we upgrade our computers, we upgrade our homes. Why don't we consider upgrading our diet? Why don't we consider upgrading our friends? Why don't we consider upgrading like the way that we live our lifestyles? Why don't we consider upgrading the things that actually make a difference? I mean, who's going to lead? Like, I don't believe in leaders. I believe in people that lead themselves. Any great teacher, any spiritual master will tell you that they can't lead you anywhere. The only place that a spiritual guru can lead you is to yourself. You
yep.
have the answers.
Yep.
And that's what's been taken away from us. Taken away our power, the power that we were born with. They tell us that we're not worth it, that we're full of sin. Do you know what sin translates into?
No, educate us.
Sin translates to forgetfulness. We are born into forgetfulness. We're not born into evil. We're born into forgetfulness of our true nature, the divinity that lives within us. We're born into sin, into forgetfulness. And that really is, and that's substantial. You realize that. You realize that you're forgetting something. We're forgetting that we are a part of nature. Humans do not consider themselves a species of animal, which is ridiculous. We are a species of animal. Incidentally, we're the only species of animal on the planet that gets cancer, aside from domestic animals. We're the only species on the planet that needs to vaccinate their kids in order for them to not get sick. We're forgetful of the fact that we are all one in the fabric of time and space, and we are divided only by the prism of light that separates us. You know,
yep.
We're fractals of the self-replicating algorithm, self-replicating consciousness. This is a realm of duality where we're here to learn, to remember how to be one once again. And they're taking that away from us.
I'm gonna jump on that because I definitely like where you're going with it, and you're right. This is the fullness of the human experience. This is what happens whenever we try to manifest that which we come from. We are creators. We are meant to do more. We're not meant to go to work, pay these bills, and work for some unknown tyrannical system's goal. We are meant for greater things. And so this is another reason why I wanted to have you on, because I see pages like you that are out there, you know, coming up with decalcification systems, that are out there, you know, producing shungite, you know, that are out there trying to do courses, that are out there trying to just, like, get people aware. But see, that's the, and this is the craziest part about it. This is what I see happening in our community, man, is, like, we want different, but then when you come out there to do different, they don't support the different because they think, oh, well, this isn't going to last, or this isn't real. It's like, well, how are we ever going to see what's different? How can we ever truly pursue what's different if we're not supporting our own and doing the different? We want change, but we literally have to be that type of change. We have to create that type of change. Like we were saying before,
right.
You know.
We want change, but we don't want change.
Exactly. I don't understand it. It's like we got the social media. Perfect example. The social media. It brings to light a lot of stuff that everybody was doing beforehand. It's a great tool. So if we have this time right now to utilize it with the tools available, why aren't we using them? Why aren't we taking that next step? Why aren't we, like, expanding? And so whenever I said again, and I'll toss it back to you after this, when I see pages like yourself that are out there doing these different things, not following celebrities, you know, not following the latest trend, not getting caught up in the nonsense, I have respect for that, because you're going against the grain. You're speaking those truths, and you're not following some mold that's already been laid out.
No, because nature doesn't have carbon copies. If you look at a tree, you'll look at the tree next to it. It's nothing like the tree that's next to it. It's nature does not duplicate itself in any way, shape, or form. Nature does not have cookie cutter molds. But we've been disconnected through years and years and years of deceit, and we've forgotten that we are a part of nature. It's not something that's separate from us. It is what we are. We are nature. We are meant to be unique. Each person on this planet has a gift, right? Like my gift, for example, I have a way with words. Somehow, through years and years and years in other realms or whatever I was doing, I had acquired skills where I can cast spells when I speak, and the spells somehow pull up. Now, this is a skill when I was just starting into this, and, like, you know, I had an amazing response from people. You would never expect that the things that I say would be so well received by the people on this planet, but people are desperate right now. They're desperate to cling on to any piece of authenticity that they can find. They want that. They want it so bad because they see everything being just carbon copy reproduced.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what nature does.
There's no authenticity to it. And this is why I see, because you're out there in the jungle, you know, you're out there in nature. And if anything, I kind of want you to, if you could, explain to people the concepts of earthing or grounding and get into things, you know, like your shungite and like organite and what these things do. Like, get into that. Like, start telling people about the EMF, you know, about the ELFs. Like, start educating people. And this is why I want you on, because you are keen on this stuff.
Yeah, I would love to talk about this stuff. So let me start this off. You want me to...
Just jump into it, whichever one.
Yeah, okay. All right. So I started my page, and up until about 40,000 followers, I didn't have a store. I didn't have a team. I didn't have products. I didn't have anything. I had a dream. And my dream was liberation of the human race, in hopes that once we liberate ourselves, we will realize that we're a part of nature, and that we have an obligation as guardians of this earth. And that is what we are. That is what humans were created for. When you get to a higher level of consciousness, what do you want to do? You want to better the world around you. Anybody with a high level of consciousness wants to better the world around you. But there were extraterrestrial races that at some point came to Earth, and they seeded life here. From what I understand, it was 7 species that all gave their genes into this pool and created human race as we know it today. The purpose of the human being is not just to be, but to actually create. So we're here with this desire to create, right? And the system knows this. So the system gives us jobs. So instead of serving the all, like we're all meant to be doing, we've ended up serving just ourselves and serving somebody else as a master, somebody that cuts us a paycheck. We don't necessarily believe in their dream or any of that crap. We've just been misled to be slaves, to use this creation to, further the goals of a few rich, white, wealthy piece of dirt human beings that have become sycophantic parasites on this planet.
Yep.
I created my store because I saw a need for humans to come into contact with products that would connect them back to their soul. I believe that our souls don't come from Earth, obviously. I believe that we're a part of the all, the great central sun. We're a projection of this sun, and we're manifesting on the backdrop of Earth, which is the canvas that God paints his portrait on. And I saw a need for products that would help people reconnect. I live in the jungle. I live in South America. I travel between Peru, Colombia, Costa Rica, Panama, and Maui. I don't trust society. I don't trust laws. I don't trust...
Me neither.
I don't. Once I got arrested for possession of plants, I was like, I'm done. This is nonsense. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you mean to tell me that some Jerry Curl motherfucker 25 years in Nevada for possession of a joint, but I could literally pull a gun on a cop and not get shot? I mean, think about that. Because the color of my skin. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So anyway, I moved away from America because I decided that I was no longer going to live on an ancient Native American burial ground. I've seen the movies, bro. They ain't going to get me.
Yeah, no, we're cursed. There's a lot of curses going on.
So I said, I'm going to go where I'm... A lot of curses going on, bro. And you know what the real curse is if you look at the black people and if you look at the red people and the brown people and the Arab people and the copper people, these people are the people that are cursed. When we refer to the curse of the Bibles, I can't say the word correctly, but Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy.
There you go. So these are the people that are suffering the curses. We're literally shitting on their lives, and we're allowing it because one white person says it's okay, the next white person says it's okay, the next white person says it's okay. And don't get me wrong, this is certainly not about like a white or black thing, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that the Hebrews of the Bible are fucking black people.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
thank you.
I don't know
thank
if
you
we
for
came
saying
up with this. I'm not afraid to say it. For me, people call me an anti-Semite because I talk shit about Israel. The bottom line is the people who are claiming to be Semites are certainly not Semites. The reason that every Arab country in the world hates Israel, and believe me, they don't actually hate Israel because Arabs are such a loving, beautiful people. They don't really have hate in their hearts at all. Regardless of what the media fills us with, I have tons of Muslim friends. I mean, when I pray, I pray to Allah. Allah is the all. It's what Allah means. Like, for God's sake, it's the everything that there is. I'm not Muslim. I'm a follower of the teachings of Christ. And the teachings of Christ were, love your neighbor. Do not go silently into tyranny. Stand for what you believe in against all odds. And when they come to kill you, die with honor. Because you stood and you fought and you believed in something enough that you were willing to die for it. That's what Jesus taught me. And I don't even buy into the Jesus stuff because the letter J wasn't even invented until like 1400, okay?
Yep.
But I do the concept of the Christ and the consciousness of the Christ. The same way that I believe in the consciousness of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. I believe in these things because these are good human beings who are connected to a higher dimension, a higher plane of existence, and one of unconditional love. So I just take them and I use them as an example to live by. But ultimately, what it comes down to... Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you... I like how you're explaining, the infinity and these multiple dimensions, and this just kind of popped up right now. What are your thoughts, do you believe that there's, I feel like the earth has a spirit, and then there's God that created, like, eternity, that created everything that we're existing in. Like, I feel like earth has its own spirit, has its own energy, has its own resonance, its own frequency and everything. And then there's, like, you know, obviously God, which created the earth, which created the frequencies, which created everything that is in harmony. Does that make sense?
Of course, yeah. I believe that in the beginning there was nothing but a consciousness, a unified consciousness. And I believe that this consciousness had a desire to learn about itself. So in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And what does that mean? The sound of the universe is, and it is this sound that manifests in the matter that creates what we consider the manifestation of light, which is hence light is known as matter. I believe that there is a creator, and that this creator wanted to experience the separation, the duality, the good and the evil in order to learn about itself. So it had this yearning to learn, and it gave birth to the Big Bang. And the Big Bang was the sound vibrating through matter, and the matter manifested on a physical plane of existence. I believe that we are cells, the same way that I am made of cells and photons and atoms and all this stuff. You know, we are cells in the body of Gaia, basically. The earth is a spirit. The earth is a very powerful spirit. The earth, if you want to consider it like this, this is how I look at it. I'm a fractal of divine intelligence, okay? And you're a fractal of divine intelligence. We're all fractals of divine intelligence. We wanted to experience this duality, so we needed a place as God. When we were still in our 12th dimensional state, and we were still in unified consciousness, we decided that we wanted to come here to learn. The way that I look at Gaia is kind of like I would look at a wife, right? Like she is the one who makes sure that I'm safe. She's the one who gives me what I need. She gives me what I ask for. She provides for me. I believe that she's a conscious, breathing entity. I believe that in the same way that if I have a cut, I will clean the wound, I'll stitch myself up, I'll put some gunpowder in it to stop the bleeding, whatever it is that I do, I believe in my heart of hearts that God and Gaia have the same intention with us as their children, that we are actually a part of this consciousness in the same way that we would nurse our own wounds when we ask for help from the Creator or from the Earth. I believe that they'll help us the same way that we'd help an injured part of our body. I mean, I know this. I feel it. I mean, I'm somebody that should be dead 1,000 times over. I mean, 1,000 times. Drug overdoses, got shot, stabbed, fucking, I mean, you name it. I've had all these things that happened. I should be dead, but I'm not. And it's but for the grace of God that I'm still existing. And when I say God, I'm not referring to some nonsense in any religious scripture. I'm referring to the all, you know, the consciousness, really. I mean, I believe that our consciousness is the force of God, and the highest vibration in this consciousness is love, and the lowest is fear. So we move through time, not A to C, like we're moving through time. We actually move through time based on vibration and frequency. When you're afraid, when you're in the lowest vibration, time moves very slow. When you're in the highest vibration, time moves very fast. People can experience this on their own. When I'm having a good time with my buddies, like right now, we've had 25 minutes on the phone after the second time it cut out, and it's felt like it's been 5 minutes. Great time. You know what I'm saying?
No,
we actually move through time based on love and fear.
I'm glad you pointed this out, and this is where I want to kind of jump back into ELFs and Gwyn Towers and EMF Towers, because like you said, through fear we're slowing down, love we speed up. You talked about this too. We are natural creators. We are meant to be making. We are meant to be doing more. They have somehow scapegoated this entire this entire concept, this entire reality for us to create by giving us these air quotes jobs, these tasks, these operations that we have to do. We're not really creating. But this is again where you have to ask, well, what are we creating then? If we ourselves are not creating our own reality, whose reality are we creating? And then to jump back to EMF and
that's
ELF,
a very good question to ask too. Who's reality? And,
well, that's what I'm saying. You know, look at again, to look at the EMF and the Gwyn Towers and the ELF Towers, notice how they always put them along the magnetic grid, along like the ley lines. They're trying to hijack or piggyback off of a natural frequency, off of this natural awakening.
I'm starting to talk. Yeah. Yeah. Now check this out. Did you know that slaughterhouses and factory farms are all on ley line grids? Every single one is on a ley line grid. Now, for those of you who are listening, and you ask yourself, what is a ley line grid? The ancients had knowledge of the chakra systems of the earth and the energy epicenters, the points where two energies intersect. Now, these are called ley line grids, and it's the point where the energy that's manifesting physically on that grid gets absorbed back into the earth. Now, we have things right now that are called Gwen Towers. We also have the HARP units. We have things called smart meters. But not just that, we also have military installations on these grids. We have the location of military bases across the world. They're all holding the ley line grid. They're holding. We have distance. They have their resistance set up on our grid. So our Earth is actually being kept at a much lower vibration based on what they're putting at these points, these intersecting points of energy. Now, something that we can all do is remember that we have the power of the universe inside of us. Okay, so number one, your thoughts create your reality. This is proven beyond a shadow of a doubt when you reference the double slit test. The double slit test was an experiment that was performed by a couple of scientists, I believe in Sweden, a couple of years ago, and it showed that when photons are shot through a laser, they manifest differently when they are observed by the naked eye and not a camera. So if you look at something, it manifests differently than it would if you were not paying attention to it. For example, does a tree in the forest that falls make any noise? I mean, nobody's around to know. But there's a very good possibility that no, it doesn't. And actually, there's a possibility that if nobody's in that forest, that forest might not even exist until it comes into your event horizon. We live in a matrix. I mean, we very much live in a matrix. This is a matrix of projection of thought, consciousness, and we're experiencing this through a self-replicating algorithm, numbers that are creating this world that we're experiencing. The event horizon is the point that is farthest from us that we can see with the naked eye. That is the event horizon. You have the power with your conscious thought to bring things into your event horizon. Holding a vibration for 68 seconds. So if you go into meditation and you focus on a golden frog, for example, for 68 seconds, I guarantee you, you're going to see a golden frog. I mean, I don't know how it'll happen, but it happens. I've been mastering this since I've begun to awaken, and I can tell you from my personal experience that you can manifest anything. It's you can just hold that vibration and feel it in your heart like it's a part of you. Now, that being said, let's get on to what we can do about Gwen Towers, EMF, and all of this stuff. You know, many, many moons ago, there was no such thing as electricity. But we also, just so everybody knows, there's also evidence that there's an 135-million-year-old nuclear reactor that was recently uncovered in Africa. So it's not like this is all new. Nothing, there ain't nothing new under the sun.
Nothing new under the sun.
And there never will. Exactly. This has all been done before. So nature has given us a way to fight back, okay? And one of the ways that we can collectively fight is something called, and I'm just going to show a few pieces to the people looking at my live feed, is shungite. Shungite, black tourmaline, and this is elite shungite. So nature has given us the ability through these stones, actually, to negate the harmful effects of these waves that we're constantly being hit with. For those of you who don't know, ELF, E-L-F, stands for extremely low frequency waves. Okay, now ELF technology has been around for ages, but it's the same concept with these towers. If you think about all of the trees on the, you know, they all create an energy field around the trees. These trees also are subterraneously networked underneath the ground, and they communicate through a series of fungus that connects all of the roots of all of the trees over all of the planet, period. It's all connected. What we're doing is we are putting up towers, and what these towers do, GWEN stands for Ground Wave Emergency Network, okay? And the Ground Wave Emergency Network blankets the earth from tower to tower to tower to tower to tower with deadly orgone energy. It's a short wave energy band that gets stuck in the human avatar. It gets stuck and it causes cancer. This is why we're seeing the surge of cancer ever since the beginning of electricity. It's exactly what's going on. So think about this. This tower is connected to this tower, is connected to this tower, and if you look, if you go online and you actually look at where these towers are, you'll see that this entire country is blanketed in towers.
Yep.
But not cell phone towers. It's amazing. You could stand in these towers and not get cell phone service. The way that it works in Costa Rica is four companies were commissioned by the state of Costa Rica to build towers. Out of those four companies that built towers on almost every square mile of Costa Rica, minus the still jungle portions, three of the towers are quote-unquote inactive. They have no affiliation with a phone company. They're basically blank towers, yet they have these devices that are attached to the top of them. And it's fascinating to see the way that they did this, because they had the companies compete, and then only one of the companies got the contract to use the tower. So for every one tower that works, there's three towers that are inoperational. Why do they exist? Why did they do that? I would assume it's the same all over the world. And it's a manipulation to have people put up towers so that they can put their little beacons up on it so that they can blanket us with DOR, deadly orgone energy. And that's what's happening. So as a the natural world, like the trees and all of this stuff, you know, blanketing the earth in positive orgone energy, which is actually ions, which are healing for the human body, we have now this situation where we are being blanketed, and the waves, they go to the ground. They're dense. They go to the ground. They don't float in the air. They actually blanket the ground between the towers. So human beings can't, you know, we don't have like the ability to float above these towers. So this deadly orgone energy is actually, it's hitting every single one of us collectively. And in the cities, you know, buildings are getting tax breaks for installing towers on top of their buildings. You know, in New York City, for example, I have a friend that works for a group of Jews. And for those of you who know, I'm not against any Jewish people. I love you if you're Jewish.
We're talking
Jewish.
About the Khazarian fake Jews.
I'm very much against Zionism. Exactly. So, you know, in 800 AD, there was a group of people that were forced to convert to a religion. They chose Judaism. These people were a warlike tribe, and Russia basically forced them into accepting a religion for whatever reason. And they chose Judaism. Fine. You know, I have a problem with the fact that there's some white Jews that are claiming that they're the holy children of Israel, because that's just a complete lie. That's not in the Bible. It said that Jesus had the hair of wool. I mean, I'm white, bro, but my girl is black as like, she has hair that feels like a sheep. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that Jesus was black.
Yep.
You know,
put
and not even
and
black,
together.
He was actually Indo-Asian black.
I was talking to half of the other team earlier today just about that. We're putting together like a whole series. They're finding archaeological evidence of Exodus. They're finding actual archaeological texts. Well, not texts, but they're finding documents from Roman officers that describe who Jesus is. Like, we're putting together a whole separate little thing that doesn't expose Christianity, but that it thoroughly looks at what we call Christianity today and what kind of lies we're being fed by organized religion. So you're right, you know. One of the things, if you could, and I like that you're talking about the negative ions, the Gwynn Towers, and how these things are, they're ground wave forces and how they're affecting us.
Yeah, bro.
What's up?
I said, anything you want me to talk about. I mean, I have a wealth of knowledge, bro. My only wish is that I could give this to the whole fucking planet for free. Because
trust
I love
me.
This earth, and I love all these
people. I'm right there with you, brother. I'm right there with you. If you can, try to talk about, because I like how you're explaining, you know, the effects of nature versus this artificial energy that they're trying to put out there to the people, you know. And now we have things like 5G, this 5G telecom network that they're trying to put up, to where they put up more Gwen towers, cell phone towers to pick up onto it. And then talk about, too, you know, how that kind of distorts reality, how, you know, when people meditate or even whenever they pray, they are being negatively affected by this, by these Gwen towers, by 5G, and by these ELF towers.
Yeah, let me tell you about 5G is the worst thing that we have ever collectively gone along with. Religion is retarded. hating your neighbor because of the skin color that they started, but literally 5G is the dumbest thing that we've ever done, because 5G is an amplified version of this deadly orgone energy. What's happening right now is we're getting hit by light coming from a central sun of a binary solar system that comes back to Earth about every 7,000 years. This central sun, Acelone, has something that's called a photon belt. And every 7,000 years or so, and I may be off on the numbers, and I apologize if I'm incorrect on this, but the binary solar system comes back within its elliptical orbit closer to Earth, and these rays, for those of you who don't know, light is photons. Photons are information. Condensed light is known as matter. Okay, that being said, we're being hit with a different type of light than we've ever been hit with before in the recorded human history. This is increasing our consciousness. This is what the Bible refers to as the return of the Christ. It's not the return of some dude that's going to show up and save the earth. It's the return of the consciousness that's going to reshape the earth through the power of love and unity, through the power of empowering people. So we're being hit with these gamma rays that we've never been hit with before. The government knew that this was coming. In 1946, the government, American government, the next government, was approached by a group of grays. Grays are inorganic avatars that house second dimensional density beings. Yeah. Beings that are at a lower vibratory state than us, that can't manifest physically. They're astral parasites, but the grays are actually the avatars that these sons of bitches use to get into this realm. So,
bravo. So what happened? I could not have said it better, bro. Bravo. Continue.
Don't worry, we're going to save the planet, bro. We're going to die trying, and I don't even care. You know, this earth is my home. I will give everything I have for this planet. That's my word. So, basically, we got approached by these aliens that we thought would give us this technology in exchange for the harvesting of humans. For whatever reason. I don't know why they want to harvest us. And frankly, I don't care. I've made sure that I've done so many drugs in my life that they do not want any of my organs. They're worth nothing. you know, if you try to use my kidney, the shit's just going to explode if you put it into you. You know what I'm saying? you know, it's funny, but, you know, what am I going to do? I'm not a slave, and I don't want anybody taking my kidney. And I'm going to enjoy this planet, and I'm going to enjoy all of its beauty. The women, the drugs, the whatever it is I want to do. We have free will here, and that's just something that we have. I believe as long as you're not hurting anybody else, then nobody has any right to judge what you do. I don't hurt children. I don't kill animals. You know, I'm scared to death of scorpions and spiders, but I catch them in my house all the time and put them outside. And I'm talking about spiders that are the size of my face. Not like a little house spider. I'm talking about like Goliath bird-eating spiders, things that eat birds. Anyway, the government was approached by these beings, and in exchange for technological advances, and directly after that, we saw the Silicon boom. We saw things like internet. We saw things like computers. We saw things like nuclear weapons. We saw things like advanced military technology. They had inadvertently, we had given up our power to these beings because we had a government that didn't understand exactly what they were getting into. We've been misled. Accept this technology that is actually a control mechanism from these artificial intelligence races that have now come into Earth in the avatars of the Greys and made deals with our governments on the side. What's happening, in my honest opinion, is The Quran talks a lot about the jinns.
Yep.
All right, and jinns are smokeless fire.
It's where they get the term genie from.
It's not something that has the. It's exactly where they get the term genie from. And if you look at what's going on, you know, there's an artificial intelligence takeover of Earth, and they're not just leaving it with let's take over for Earth. What they're actually doing is, unfortunately, they're
let's
turning us physically
creation.
Into robots.
They're trying to take over
exactly.
creation.
They're trying to destroy creation, because if you were the Antichrist, what would you do? You would destroy Christ's creation. Not that Christ is, you know what I'm saying, like the Creator's creation.
I hear you.
Forget the whole Jesus Christ thing. I just want to make sure that the followers understand that I'm not some Jesus freak, because I'm certainly not. I might be Jesus, but I'm not. I mean, you're Jesus too, and we're all this Christ consciousness if we so choose to live up to the vibration of unconditional love. But we've been hijacked by artificial intelligence, and we've given our power away to the cell phones, to the towers, to the all of this crap is just a way to keep us distracted while these artificial intelligence spray us with smart dust day in, day out. Does anybody wonder what kind of planes are spraying in these chemtrails? I mean, you can look at the flight paths of planes online. How come there's planes that are nowhere to be found on their flight course, but there's chemtrails right above my house? Tell me how that's possible. If they're not commercial airliners and they're not being piloted by people that are commercially taking people from point A to point B, who's paying for this? Who's flying these fucking planes? Pardon my French, people, I apologize. So the bottom line is, bro, we've been hijacked, and technology is the Antichrist. And I say that, like, as a humble being of this planet, I really want people to understand that this is actually what we're facing. We are facing an artificial intelligence takeover of Earth. The stuff that they're spraying in the sky, while everybody's worried about them putting chip into their wrists or their forehead because the Bible said it, the stuff that they're spraying in the sky is called it's called smart dust. It's nanotechnology. This nanotech has the ability, it has sensors that we're now breathing in, okay? And these sensors can sense our thoughts, because a thought has a vibration and a frequency. Freedom, let's do an experiment real quick. Take
let's
a deep
it.
Breath with me real quick.
All right, I'm breathing.
All right. I want you to think of a number between 1 and 10, but don't tell me the number.
Okay.
You got it?
Got it.
Number is 7. Okay. Now, vibration and frequency. Every thought has a frequency. You can literally measure thought. Like,
it
is
was,
that not amazing to you that I can pick
7.
Out the number that you're thinking in your head?
It was 7, but then
I know.
I changed it to 3.
Of course. Oh, well,
that's my lucky number, 7.
Now you're getting all sneaky on me.
Well, no, 7's my lucky number. I was like, I can't go with that.
Oh,
I got to
go
with something. I got to mix it up.
Right. Well, when I do this experiment a lot, it's actually people usually think of it first, and then they change it. But the point of the experiment is to basically show people that you can measure thought, and you can sense somebody's thought. And if you become in tune with this, and especially when you're in nature, you can actually feel and hear and respond to the thoughts of the planet, of the animals. I don't know how many of my videos you watch, but I have wild animals that come and land on me all the time, bro. Parrots. I had a parrot land on me once and say my name, dude. I mean, I got it on video. Like, I don't know this parrot. I never met this dude before in my life, and he knew my name.
That's
a lot
crazy.
More to this earth than we think, but we've lost touch with nature.
And you're, I think you're on
it's
point.
Crazy. So this
you're on
nano
point with everything, man. You know, you look at this stuff, and this is what I want to get your opinion on, because you're definitely talking about the technocracy. You're talking about this technological antichrist, the takeover of the artificial intelligence of the world. Now they're trying to take it over. I commonly refer to it as them trying to digitize destiny. That's why I feel like we're having social media, why we're having so many different things put in front of us, is because they're trying to label us, they're trying to categorize us, they're trying to understand us. Like this artificial intelligence, this force, this wave, and this is again the same force that's saying, you know, build these cell phone towers, build these Gwen towers, build these ELF towers, build this 5G network for me. They're trying to get as much information as possible. This is that system.
Yes.
This is that matrix. They're trying to digitize reality. They're trying to digitize our destiny. One of the things I keep having, because you pointed it out. Back in like 1947 with the Eisenhower Grady Treatise, you're right. One of the things I've kind of been noticing, or a revelation I've been having, we commonly talk about the paradigm shift, the age of Aquarius, you know, and you called it the return to consciousness, the return to Christ. Are we seeing that? Are we seeing them literally try to digitize our ascension process?
Well, I have a feeling that we were not born into this timeline. I actually, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with the mandala effect.
Well, that was another question I was going to ask you later on, too, about CERN. But now, go ahead, jump right into it.
What I've come to see this is I was born into an alternate timeline. There's no way that you could tell me different because I have memories of things existing that no longer exist. What's fascinating about all of this, and I hope people really start to think about this, is on 9/11/2001, right? The random number generator. You don't really know what that is. You don't really know what that is. And none of us really know what it is, but this is a very important clue. So for anybody who can actually piece this together, please, like, message and please let me know. The random number generator was at an all-time high on 9/11/2001. So, I hypothesize that on 9/11/2001, we were actually shifted into an alternate timeline, a digital timeline, through the use of CERN. And I'm almost positive about this, bro. What CERN is 100,000 magnets, 1,000 magnets spinning at 600,000 times the velocity of Earth. Now, I don't know shit about physics, but I can tell you that would open up a wormhole. Magnetics, duh. I hypothesize that we had been transferred at that point into an alternate timeline and the mandala effect. And the mandala effect is phenomenal. I know for a fact that Berenstain Bears was a thing. I mean, I know because when I was 7 years old, I went to my parents and I said, Mom and Dad, I said, Israel is evil. I said this to my parents. I didn't know anything about Israel. I didn't know anything about these fake Jew rats. I don't know anything about any of that. All I knew was that there was a thing called Israel, and it was evil. Okay? I was 7 years old. Okay? And I remember the name of Berenstain because it's a Jewish name. And so I remembered that vividly. I mean, so vividly. It wasn't Berenstain Bears. It was Berenstain Bears. They were Jewish. It was a Jewish name.
Yep, I agree.
I mean, there's literally, I have the books that I had as a child. I have the memory of it being a Jewish last name, but the books say Stain.
So would you say that whenever we're looking at...
You want to know what's amazing? If you look... No, go for it, please. I'm babbling here.
No, I appreciate it. I like I said, I like it because it's to me it's coherent. I understand, and I'm sure the followers do as well. But it's like you look at this. We're talking about how we're looking at collapsed timelines. Because I actually brought up like one of the clips that you did on your feed. You were going over like chemtrails. You were talking about how chemtrails in conjunction with CERN were living in a collapsed timeline. I went over it in my quantum reality episode. Because what I feel like is happening right now is you're right. There are different dimensions, and this is what plays in part with the multidimensional reality and temporal human, how we're able to exist simultaneously in so many different states. What we're seeing right now with the advent of this AI takeover of the world is they are trying to lock us in within this state within this time frame, within this realm, within this plane. And that's why whenever we're talking about things like these implants, these microchips, these things they're trying to put in us, that alters your already right. existing vibrational frequency. This hijacks it and traps it here in this network. You're not able to connect to these Absolutely. Higher spatial dimensions. It like a lock, it just traps you here. And so whenever we're talking again about 5G, about this AI takeover and what all this stuff is doing, they are trying to they're just doing that. They're trying to trap us here. They want to extend and manipulate their own form of reality. And that's how they can do that, through these constant updates. And that's what you said before, you know. We can update our phone, we can update our laptop, we can update our computers, but we somehow forget to update ourselves.
God forbid we update the way that we have sex. God, yeah, we don't update the way that we have sex. We don't update our diets. We don't update what we body. We don't update our theological views. We don't update our spirituality, but we upgrade our cell phone. So mm-hmm. that what? So that another bunch of a little poor black kids in Africa get skull fucked and raped so that they can mine the minerals that I need to use for my phone so that I can save the planet and save these kids. It's completely asinine. It's so backwards what we're doing. Like, we literally have the technology to build machines that can mine anything. Why are there poor little black children in Africa that are suffering and slaves? Why?
This because we're allowing off of fear.
It. Like, how dare we? Exactly, and they want to keep us at a very low vibration. Africa, bro, you can't break Africa. Africa is the mother. I mean, Africa is a sacred, sacred place. Those people are not going to be broken, bro. If hard work paid off, Africa would be the richest nation in the entire planet, and they are. Because have you ever looked into the eyes of a young black kid from a tribe in Africa? Have you ever looked at one of them? Like, they do not know anger. They don't know fear. They don't know. They're just love. They're love. I mean, they're exactly what we should all be. Instead of embracing that as part of what our culture should be, we demonize it and say that they're savages and primitive and this and that, and I hate that. I mean, I go visit Native American tribes. I go visit tribes in South America and Central America. I mean, this that I'm from a tribal leader. This the tribe that I went to go see, and I can't even pronounce the name of the tribe because it's so freaking kooky, but this is what they did. And they literally used this as a spear to kill pigs. This is the hardest wood in existence. You could stab this through a brick. I'm not even brick.
But this is that society. This is that society exactly. Void of spirituality.
Yeah, and void of knowledge of self, and that's the real danger. Is you don't need spirituality. You don't need anything. You know what you need? You need to sit down with yourself and say, what am I? Like, what am I if I take away my tattoos and my good looks and my dopely shaved goatee? What am I without the clothes and the car and the girl? What am I at the end of the day? If you strip me bare, what am I? I mean, at the end of the day, the only thing that we all share in common is that we all at one point feel love. It's the only thing that we've all shared that's not a tangible thing like the earth. We all share the emotion of love. We've forgotten how to love ourselves. We've forgotten how to like sit with ourselves. We demonize people who talk to themselves. We say these people are crazy. They need to be locked up. But if you think about it, if you're talking to yourself and somebody's answering, doesn't that tell you that there's some shit going on? I mean, when I'm praying, there's a voice in my head that answers. It's not my voice. It doesn't even sound like me. You know what
this
I mean?
Is,
we've been stripped
gotta,
of our authenticity, spiritual being.
No, you're right. This is where I got to ask you the question of, what do you think about, you know, higher? Let's get into higher spatial dimensions. Higher spatial dimensions, you know, higher selves and deeper spirit, deeper understanding of these, like what I would. They're not simple spiritual concepts, but things like this, you know, that's why when you, because you're right, people have a problem with praying, people have a problem with people meditating. You know, I've actually had people tell me that, you know, meditation is where you're letting in demons. I'm
yeah,
like, what?
It's, and to be fair. There's a whole lot. I've seen some really stupid stuff on my page, bro. Where people, for example, this whole Toth thing, where people are talking, trying to meditate with Toth, like from the Emerald Tablets.
Is this a new trend?
You know, these. No, it's just idiocracy at its finest. I mean, I don't even know if it's a trend. It's just people want to, like, you know, they read the Emerald Tablets and they think that it's dope. What they don't realize is that the Emerald Tablets, something this artificial intelligence went back in time and put into a place that humans could find because of the agenda. Obviously, these AI are not confined by time and space. They're interdimensional beings.
Yep. I agree. I definitely agree. We were getting to the good stuff. That's why.
Yeah, they don't like it when I bring up that type of stuff.
No, but you're right. Try to continue on that path, because I definitely like where you were going with it. This AI is not constricted by time. It's a transtemporal, multidimensional threat. No, continue.
Exactly, and it's a threat that's hold on, excuse me, 1 second. So it's not limited by time, space. So what we're actually seeing is these beings having the ability to go and plant pieces of evidence that they want us to discover in order to shape the future that they wish that we would have. And this is dangerous because people are buying into the crap. And that's the real problem, is that, you know, people don't understand that time, space is not a real thing. It's a real thing in a 3D realm, but if you activate your Merkaba, you're no longer in time space. You could travel, you could astral, you could leave here, you could come back. People could inhabit another body. They could literally time travel. All of us have this ability. I mean, the pineal gland is a gland. It's a white hole that emits light into our avatar. So we're just being we're being manipulated to think the technology is what's going to enable us to have these abilities. But the ancients didn't have Wi-Fi. They had a connection. They had a connection to God, to Source, to the Creator, to whatever it is you want to call it.
Yep.
You know, they didn't have technology the way that we have it now. You know, the way that we're utilizing power and all of this stuff is absolutely absurd. You mean to tell me that in 1870, Nikola Tesla could develop worldwide free energy that was not harmful for the human body, but right now in 2017, we can't even get solar technology to work right? Like, we sound like a bunch of retards. I'm sorry. Like, how many vaccines does it take for people to get up? You know what I mean? Like, and these idiots are just perpetuating it. You know, everybody, please, listen, vaccines are the worst thing that ever happened to anybody. We're the only species on the planet. The only species on the planet that needs to inoculate our children with mercury injections in lethal doses to maintain our health.
And then debate whether or not, you know, it's healthy and if we should do it every single year. He needs more mercury. He needs more aluminum. He needs more of this stuff in him every single year. A stronger dosage. Oh, I can't understand why little Jimmy's over here having neurodevelopmental diseases.
Yeah, and when are people going to realize that their families are under attack, you know? I knew a person who went out and got the shingles vaccine. He got shingles the next day. The next day. Went and got the shingles vaccine. Got shingles the next day. Someone has to tell me how 9-year-old boys are being forced in school to get the Gardasil vaccine and cervical cancer. Boys don't have a cervix. I mean, I laugh at it because it's so pathetic.
It's crazy.
What are we doing? You know, there's more deaths from vaccines than there is from the vaccines, than the diseases that the vaccines are supposed to promote or protect against. It's absolutely ludicrous.
It's insane. We live in we are trying to sound sane in a very, very sick society, and that's what's going on. While we're here, we're not really while we're here, because we're talking about a lot. You know, we're talking about trans-dimensional objects. We're talking about time travel. We're talking about this AI technology. One of the things I kind of want to get your opinion on while we're here with this is because you talked about it, you know, with shungite and even organite. What are your thoughts on crystals and stones? Because we've heard and we see now that these people are actually trying to use quartz crystal or even diamond for quantum computing. What does that say? Because there have been studies, there have been texts that actually prove there is something spiritual or multidimensional about crystals. So why do people talk smack about crystals whenever they're being used in science?
Well, let's talk about something that's fairly interesting here. You know, in Atlantis, in the ancient times, crystalline energy was something that we used to power the earth wirelessly. Okay, and as we spoke of earlier, you know, light is photons. Photons are information. Light equals information. Condensed light is known as matter. So condensed information is known as matter. Crystals happen to be what? The densest vibration on Earth. Diamonds is the densest vibration that there is. So it's all of this information in a crystal. Now, I hypothesize that when the Earth, many, 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 many millions of years ago, when humans were much larger, had two rows of teeth a lot of times, you know, the biosphere of Earth was massive. I hypothesize that the crystals that we actually have were actually roots of these trees that were growing 4 kilometers in the air, that we have tales from all over the world talking about these crystals. Or talking about these massive trees and giants and all of this. Every single culture has the same exact stories all across the board. The same way we have stories about the global floods, all this nonsense. These are very real things, and every culture has a story that reflects this universal truth. What I think that the crystals are, I mean, I understand that crystals are life. I mean, they're a life form. But I believe that they were formed as the roots of these trees, these giant, giant silicon trees that didn't require water to thrive, didn't require, you know, oxygen, they didn't require carbon dioxide to breathe. They were actually a form of life that's much, much, much more evolved than we could ever fathom. If you look at Devil's Tower, I mean, that was obviously a tree that was cut down and mined. You know, when the biosphere of a planet is thick and dense, rich and full of whatever it is that's fueling the life on that planet, we see much, much larger versions of life. And I hypothesize that the crystals are actually, it's like the DNA of Gaia, right? Like the same way that we, you know, if you hold a crystal, for example, I'm going to hold a quartz crystal right now. This is a quartz crystal. And this is a Lemurian seed quartz. This has the striations in it, which signify that it's full of information. When I hold it, I feel light. up to another human being's hand and don't touch it, you can feel that there's a living being that you're putting your hand up against. Even though you're not touching it, you can still feel it, right? Well, it's the same thing with crystals. Crystals are a life form. Do I still have you with me?
Yeah, no, I'm still here, still listening.
You know, so I believe that crystals are a life form, and I believe that Nikola Tesla would second my thoughts on this. Just because we don't understand how crystalline energy or crystalline life works, it's no longer, it doesn't matter. It's still a living being that, it's a living being. And I believe that they hold energy. And I believe that the energy is something that can really wake up the planet. Like, I never cared much about money. When I woke up, I gave away all my stuff. I didn't want anything. I showed up in Maui with like $40 in my pocket, went to a woofing program. For those of you who don't know what woofing is, please Google woofing, WWOOFING, the Worldwide Organization of Organic Farmers. If you're looking for a way out of this system right now, Google that. Please, free yourself. Go live in a jungle. Go trade your time to be on an organic farm and learn how to grow food. It's a great way to get out of where you are. And that's how I started my journey. But to answer your question about crystals, you know, it's a technology that we've forgotten. And each crystal carries a particular vibration. And so basically, there are certain crystals that do certain things. For example, black tourmaline is my favorite crystal. It is my go-to. I always have black tourmaline with me. I don't know where the hell my piece. Oh, it's right in front of me. You know, I always carry a black tourmaline with me because it's the only stone that is physically proven by science to constantly emit an electronic charge. And that's fascinating to me, because the ancients used to carry around black tourmaline as a talisman, as something that they believed was protective. And now that I look at it from a scientific standpoint and with a bit of an enlightened mindset, I understand that it creates a force field around you, and it actually does repel negative energy. It's something that I very much understand. It's a 100% truth. Shungite, for example. Shungite is a member of the carbon family. And what's really cool about shungite is that it has the ability to absorb anything that is inorganic. So if you put shungite, elite shungite only for drinking water, please don't ever put shungite into water, but elite shungite, the impurity-free version of shungite, it's a very pure version. It's found in Karelia, Russia, and it's mined in only two mines. This particular stone has the ability to absorb electromagnetic frequencies. And so what I sell in my store, and I'm just going to plug my store real quick, but that's please check out www.thirdeyeopener.com and www.thirdeyeroots.com. And again, you can find me on Third Eye Opener on Instagram, spelled 3RDEYE Opener, all one word. Now that being said, I have this store where I sell these products.
We
sell shungite plate.
Check that out.
Absolutely, that would be super helpful, bro. I'd really appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, you know, it's really helpful when people, like, dude, you don't know how bad they censor me. You know, people aren't even able to see my post anymore. You know, I'm really being shut down pretty hardcore. And that's another reason that I'm creating the app that I'm creating, but we'll talk about that at another time. Basically, shungite is a member of the carbon family. In the same way that you take carbon filters for fish tank, it's the same concept, only shungite works for the electromagnetic frequency. Elite shungite, if you leave it in water for about 3 hours, it can clean a gallon of water of toxins, pesticides, GMOs, metals, fluoride, and any other bullshit pharmaceuticals they may throw in there. So these are products that I sell. And I don't sell them because I think they're going to make me rich. I sell them because I want I look at my Instagram as an army. I look at it as an army of people that are nonviolent, that are pacifistic, but that are willing to stand to defend the planet by linking their arms together and saying, I don't care if you're black, I don't care if you're a Muslim, I don't care if you're a Christian or a Jew, I care if you are willing to defend the planet with me, and we can do it nonviolently. I don't believe in violent revolution. I might stay fully armed all the time, but I do not ever, ever, ever think that we are going to have to start shooting motherfuckers, because I do not support violence on any level whatsoever. Crystals hold the answers for all of our problems, and that is a literal thing. You know, if you hold shungite, you can feel in your hand that there is a calming, soothing energy that's going through your body. You know, I sleep with it under my pillow. I build grids with it under my pillows. I build grids with it under my Murphy bed when I'm in my apartment in New York City. You know, Himalayan salt lamps, that's another thing. It ionizes the air with negative ions, which are then beneficial for the human body.
I have a...
You know, there's a lot that we don't
Himalayan
know.
Himalayan pink salt lamp in the studio here. What about obsidian? I have an obsidian medallion. What about that?
Obsidian's cool. I don't know if obsidian actually has an anti-EMF property to it. It strikes me as something that would, but I haven't seen actual tests to prove it, so I wouldn't want to state that it could be potentially life-saving and give people incorrect information, because it's something I haven't researched fully. I never like to just answer a question like I know what I'm talking about if I don't have any clue.
No,
but I do know that shungite... Go ahead, bro.
No, I'm just saying, I hear you. And it's good, too, to point out the... What he's talking about with the crystal theory, like, there's a lot of not only physical, like, benefits to having these types of things around you, but these are also, like, spiritual tools as well. They can help, I don't know, they can help protect you, they can help cleanse your area, they can help guide you. I don't know, there's I hear what you're saying, there's definitely wisdom and understanding these types of things.
Yeah, we've just lost touch with it. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, because in all reality, you know, everything is in existence all at once, right here in the now, right here on Earth. It's all going on. It's just what you're tuning into based on your internal vibration and frequency. Which is why they spend so much money making us feel like we're powerless. Yeah. I mean, they spend billions of dollars a year keeping us stupid, fluoridating our water, which is, by the way, a toxic byproduct of aluminum production and mining. You know, it's also proven to lower IQ and cause cancer. More cancer deaths every year from fluoride than anything else across the board, but it's untraceable. And they knew this when they started implementing it into our water, which was ironically around the same exact time that these aliens showed up in the form of Greys. And, you know, hijacked the planet. So then fluoride was used by Hitler in the camps to pacify the Jews. And while I may not believe in the Holocaust and all of the... I believe that there were some people that died, but it's just been greatly, greatly, greatly exaggerated. I mean, the German military was the most advanced military on the entire planet. And you mean to tell me that they didn't have airtight seals on their gas chambers? I mean, have you ever looked at what they said were crematoriums? Nobody has. Because there's no proof that they ever existed. They said that they destroyed them before they even got to the camps. What I've learned about the Holocaust is 273,000 people died as a result of the British and the American Allied troops bombing supply routes into the camps. A typhus fever outbreak, killed these people. And it's not because Hitler was executing people. It was honestly, Hitler was defending his country against an invasion of Zionists. And he did his best to round them up. They had their own currency. They had actual decent quarters to live in. Like, these were the lies that we've been told are not true. Like, and I do not mean by any means to offend anybody who lost family in the Holocaust. I'm not saying that I hate Jews. I'm not saying any of this. My only thing is truth. I believe that the Earth has the right to know the truth, and that's all I care about. I don't care if I offend people along the process. I love you enough to tell you that this is some bullshit that we've been taught, and it's just not true.
I agree.
Back to crystal. back to crystals. You know, crystals, quartz in particular, has a very, very high vibration. There was a period where I was at a tantric retreat for about 6 months. And, you know, I'm not a tantric practitioner, and basically I busted out in about 3 seconds, and I'm not the best lay on the planet, and I know that, but so do the girls that I sleep with, and they still love me. But I did go to this tantric retreat to learn about tantra, and these were some Osho disciples that I was staying with. The long story short is I actually was with there with a girl. Up with me because she caught me watching porn in our tantric temple.
That's poetic justice somehow. Somehow there's like a there's something to be said.
It's so funny,
about
but
that.
It's so true. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. You know, you gotta laugh at yourself sometimes.
Sometimes you have to, man. Everything's so, anyway, so crazy. So when she broke you can't up be with serious me, I was pretty, all the time.
I mean, I can't be serious any of the time. The only thing I'm serious about is liberating this planet from tyranny, and everything else is a joke to me. But that's the only thing I actually take seriously, because I love you guys. You know, I really do. I have a love. I don't even like humans, but I understand that you've been lied to. I understand that you've been hurt. I understand that you've gone through shit that's made you hard as a rock and unable to accept what's being offered to you. So for that reason and that reason alone, I love you. And I'm willing to stand and die for you. And there's not a lot of people that would actually say that and mean it, but I get it. As a man on this planet, the only thing that I want to do is stand up for this planet to the point where we are all unified and we are all thriving. We have every resource known to God to thrive on this planet. Instead, we mine it for oil. We mine it for minerals that don't make a difference. Like, what are... We could live like kings, all of us. Without money, we're all rich. What are we doing?
We're living in scarcity.
Fascinating that we bought into this bullshit.
It's scarcity.
We're living in fear. The fear of scarcity.
In survival mode all the time.
Yeah. Yep. Now, people don't even know about survival mode, bro, because let me tell you, I live in the jungle. I don't wear shoes. I don't wear clothes. When I'm in my house, when I'm on my property, I don't wear clothes. No clothes. I've never been bit by a poisonous snake. I've had them come up to my porch. I've had peccaries, like, encircle me. Peccaries, for those of you who don't know, we call them chancha de monta. They're painted peccaries. They're wild boars. They could kill you in a heartbeat. I've seen panthers. When I was in the Rocky Mountains, when I tried to kick my heroin addiction many, many years ago, I went to the Rockies for 6 months, and I had a grizzly bear stick its head into my tent in the middle of the night. And I have never been hurt by nature. I've been hurt by more humans than I could ever count. But I have not once ever, I mean, you know, I've laid in ant nests and, like, you know, I've been bit by centipedes and, like, you know, I got, oh my God, did you see me get stabbed by that stingray? Bro, I got stingrayed the other day, like 2 months ago. Bro, it was
okay,
the most
Steve
painful
Irwin.
Thing I've ever felt. Yo, seriously, bro. I like, it hit me in my foot, bro. It was 2 months ago. The wound still hasn't healed. I have never felt pain like that. My whole leg was just on fire, man. But fortunately, you know, when you know a little bit about the earth, you also know that if there's a location that there's stingrays, there's also a plant that grows on the beach that you can rub into that wound to take the pain away immediately. And fortunately, I'm connected to earth, and now I know.
And that's,
you know,
survival mode.
Nature is just only, it's your lifeline. It's all you have. Everything comes from nature. We don't need to modify nature. We need to allow nature to evolve the way it's meant and to evolve. And if we lose a few humans in the process, I guarantee you we're going to lose less humans based on letting nature do her thing than we are by having doctors vaccinate babies, cauterize them with vitamin K, and compound all the chemicals into their fucking third eye. You know what I mean? Like, the way that we're doing things is not natural order. It's completely the opposite of natural order, because the beings that are running this planet are actually artificial intelligence, and they lack the ability to create.
Yep.
So they have to use
Manipulate. They have to distort. They can't create anything of their own. They have to do that. I'm right there with you.
they have to use what we can give. Yep.
And that's
really where we're running into problems. Go ahead.
That's where they use like our low vibrational energy. That's why they keep us distracted with fear. They keep us distracted with anger. They keep us distracted with lust, because all of these things don't really equate to the one true feeling of love.
Porn is a fucking... The porn is so evil, bro. We don't even know. You guys, I mean, people do not realize what you're doing to your brain when you watch porn. Now, don't get me wrong. I love putting on some DP shit, watching a girl get plowed. I love that. But what it's doing to your brain when you watch that, your brain cannot actually make a separation between that girl being on a screen and you being inside of that girl. Increasing your dopamine and serotonin levels 1,000-fold, and everybody that's in a relationship right now is having relationship issues. Why? They're all watching porn. You know? Because the reptilian portion of our brain tells us to procreate. So as soon as we procreate with one woman, we're on to the next woman, and the next woman, and that is how the human brain works. And we're focusing on this reptilian portion of our brain, our root chakra, which I'm not even convinced is actually your real chakra. And to be completely honest, there may even be the chance that everything but the heart chakra could be an implant. And that's something that I've never really toyed with, and I'm kind of scared deep in the rabbit hole. But yeah, I don't believe that our higher states, when we were at a seventh dimension density, when we were Atlanteans and Lemurians, I don't believe that we had seven chakras. I believe that we had one chakra. Just some food for thought. You know, I don't claim to know the truth, but I do explore possibilities in the hopes that one day I could find the truth.
No, I like that, though. That's deep.
It's something I've been toying with for a while.
Well, how about
this? You
know,
because really, what is real? Love is the only... What's up?
How about this? Because I definitely... We're going to keep going over. Closing thoughts, and I definitely want to have you back on to talk about a whole lot more, because I want to get your thoughts. You know, what are you... about extra dimensional entities, you know, inner earth civilizations, you know, things like that. You know, what are demons? What are djinns? What are reptilians? Like, I want to talk with you about it, but in a whole separate episode, because I feel like we've crammed so much into this one. I definitely want to have a part two. So, closing thoughts. What can you say to the people? What do you want to let the people know?
I can say that your diet. Is the cause of your problems, and that if you go to the root of the problem in your gut, what you put into your body, your diet, is not just what you're putting into your body, but it's what you're consuming with your mind. It's what you're watching on television. It's what you're seeing on YouTube. It's the things that you're seeing that are being put into your face as propaganda, and it's getting into you subconsciously. So your diet just isn't what you're eating, but it's really all of the things that you're taking into your avatar. People come to me with problems, and they always ask me, you know, why that? And I always say, what's your diet like? And I want people to start considering that diet is sunlight. Like your food should be sunlight. So on a genetic level, when you're absorbing something into your gut, you should be absorbing something that had exposure to sunlight. Now, I'm not a vegan. I don't eat meat, but I'm not a vegan. I ate a piece of salmon the other night because it looked really good and I wanted it. And I don't label myself anything. I do want all the time. I'm not perfect. I do believe that humans have dominion over the planet, but as guardians, as a respectful guardian, you know, I can take the life that does in a Native American tradition. That works for me. I live in the jungle. I'm not opposed to that, but I want people to really consider what they're putting into their body. Get rid of your television. Just get rid of it. None of that matters. Like, if you look in your real world and your actual world that you're in, you don't see racism like you see on CNN. If you look in your real world, you don't see people hating each other the way they make us hate each other. If you look in the real world, you really don't see the stuff that they show us on TV. And the stuff they show us on TV is exactly what they want us to believe. So I want people to really take a look at what it is that they're putting into their body, into their mind, and take a look at what it is they want from life. You're here as a conscious creator. You're here as a love, as an ambassador of the galaxy, as an ambassador of the universe, and you're here to create with love and to find purpose. purpose in this life. The purpose of life is to find purpose. If you're living for something and you're willing to die for it, you have found your purpose in life. Other than that, you know, let go of the opinions of others. Stop caring what people think about you. You're never going to get any farther than the crowd if you go with the crowd. You're going to excel if you just accept being a carbon copy like everybody else. Everybody else is already doing that. It's about time that we started taking responsibility for being the uniquity that we actually are.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And where can people find, you said you have three different websites, right? Where can people find more of your work and some of your products?
I have a third. Yeah, and I have amazing products. I have products like frankincense and myrrh resin. I have essential oils that are therapeutic grade to put under your tongue to help with meditation. I have a book that I wrote. It's called Third Eye Open. Please don't buy it. DM me and I'll send it to you for free because I want you to have. I have a real problem charging people for information. That does not sit well for me. My book should not even be for sale on my website, but it is just because I put it up there, you know? But I don't want people buying it. You can find me on Third Eye Opener, 3RDEYE, Opener, all one word, on YouTube. You can find me on Third Eye Opener. You can find me on Third Eye Roots, Third Eye Pride, and you can find me on www.thirdeyeroots.com, which is my store. And I'd also like, in closing, to mention the fact that I'm building an application, something, because I have been heavily censored online. I don't appreciate that. I actually have people that I'm on my payroll, and they're not able to fix this because the algorithms that have been implemented under the purchase of Facebook, which is Mark Zuckerberg, which is a Rothschild nephew, which people don't know, but obviously he's, you know, just a fake Jew like the rest of them. When I hate that people hide behind the Jews because it gives the Jews a bad name and it pisses me off because I like Jews. You know, I've never met a bad Jew. I've met bad people who are half Jews, people who think that they're sure, they're atheistic Jews. Like, how the hell does a religion double as a culture? Like, you don't see Christians not believing in Christ. Like, what are we doing? You guys can find me on Third Eye Opener on Instagram. That's my main platform. I would highly urge the people to look at my store. Not to make me rich, but because the more money I have, the more I can put it into the projects that are bettering the planet. My plan, my overall plan is to, I'm going to build a community. The community is going to have an orphanage because the best way to save the planet is to raise a generation of warriors. I know, that see what I see, that are willing to stand and fight for their planet. It's going to have a wildlife sanctuary on it, one where we can have it double as a retreat, where people come in as an eco-retreat, and that funds the further projects of the infrastructure, of the rest of it, to allow people, my followers in particular, to come and live, to give them a way out of the matrix, because what more could I do on this planet than give somebody a home, reconnect them to the earth that is so sacred that they've forgotten is a part of them? And the biggest thing is to not surrender, to never ever give up, even if you think that you're in, excuse me for one second, if you think that you're hopeless, even if you think that you're a lost cause, even if you think that nobody cares about you, I promise you, you're not alone, all right? And there's a million people just like us that are all here to help. And we didn't come from here. We came from somewhere else. When Earth sounded a call for help, we responded. And we're here. And you're not alone. If I can give you one thing, I just want you to know that you're the most powerful being in existence. And all you have to do to tap into that energy is to be the love that you were born to be. Just be love. Say thank you. And just watch your life turn around overnight. And that's all I got.
Well, shoot, Adam, I want to say thank you for coming on, man. It has always been a pleasure, and I cannot wait to have you back on. Some very, very powerful stuff, man. I'm honored to have you on.
Thank you. It's been an honor to serve, man. It really has. It's been an honor to serve the all. And I urge people to make that decision and to decide to serve the all as well. Because right now, this planet needs you. And thank you so much for your time, Freedom Faction. I salute you, sir, for your efforts. You have my support. And together we rise. Black, white, red, yellow, green, I don't care. We're going to take our Earth back.
Damn right. That's the plan. Or die trying.
die trying. Over and out, my friend. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Be well,
guys,
brother. And
this is
going
to be released on Friday, so I'm going to give you guys the link, and I'll talk to you later. All right, peace and love, brother. Thank you so much.
Later, man. Have a good one. And that was it. One very, very, very powerful interview. I hope you guys got as much as I did from that. Super powerful. You know, we're definitely going to have Adam back on. I'll put all of his links, his information, and his websites in the description bar below. So you can go check out his work. You know, we really have to do that. Everybody has to pitch in. Everybody has to take their step forward and realize that we're in this battle together. But like I said, that's all we really have for you guys. I want to say thank you for tuning into this very special episode of Factions of Freedom. And remember, guys, stay vigilant. Expose lies and share truth. This is Noisera, Freedom Faction, out.